Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Phone call, start next segment. We're waiting for the next big Burisma Hunter Biden drop. But I mean, what's the point? It's like you dig up 10 bodies in somebody's basement, you find 100 more. They're getting the electric chair politically. So let's go to some of Tucker Carlson, though, last night. I mean, he did an excellent job the whole show. I watched it after I watched our own shows last night. But I mean, the first 5 minutes of the show was out of the park. Here it is.
But not everything you hear is untrue, and not every story is complex. At the heart of the growing Biden-Ukraine scandal, for example, is a very straightforward question. Did Joe Biden subvert American foreign policy in order to enrich his own family? In 2015, Joe Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States. Included in his portfolio were U.S. relations with the nation of Ukraine. So at that moment, Vice President Joe Biden had more influence over the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian economy than any other person on the globe outside of Eastern Europe. Biden's younger son, Hunter, knew that. He hoped to get rich from his father's influence. Emails published yesterday by the New York Post, documents apparently taken directly from Hunter Biden's own laptop, tell some of that story. Tonight, we'd like to bring you some more detail. We have another batch of emails, some exclusive to the show. We believe they also came from Hunter Biden's laptop. We can't prove that they did. We haven't examined that computer. But every detail that we could check, including Hunter Biden's personal email address at the time, suggests they are authentic. As we told you last night, if these emails are fake, this is the most complex and sophisticated hoax in history. It almost seems beyond human capacity. The Biden campaign clearly believes these emails are real. They have not said otherwise. We sent the body of them to Hunter Biden's attorney and never heard back. So with that in mind, here's what we have learned. On November 2, 2015, at 4:30 in the afternoon, a Burisma executive called Vadim Pozharsky emailed Hunter Biden and his business partner, Devin Archer. The purpose of the email, Pozharsky explains, is to, quote, be on the same page about our final goals, including but not limited to a concrete course of action. So what did Burisma want exactly? Well, good PR, for starters. The executive wanted, quote, high-ranking U.S. officials to express their, quote, positive opinion of Burisma. And then he wanted the administration to act on Burisma's behalf. Quote, the scope of work should also include organization of a visit of a number of widely recognized and influential current and or former U.S. policymakers to Ukraine in November, aiming to conduct meetings with and bring positive signals and message of support to Burisma. The goal, the executive explained, was to, quote, close down any cases slash pursuits against the head of Burisma in Ukraine. So that couldn't be clearer what they wanted. Burisma wanted Hunter Biden's father to get their company out of legal trouble with the Ukrainian government. And that's exactly what happened. 1 month later to the day, on December 2, 2015, Hunter Biden received a notice from a Washington PR firm called Blue Star Strategies. Blue Star Strategies apparently had been hired to lobby the administration on Ukraine. This show has exclusively obtained that email. Hello all, it began. This morning, the White House hosted a conference call regarding the Vice President's upcoming trip to Ukraine. Attached is a memo from the Blue Star Strategies team with the minutes of the call, which outlined the trip's agenda and addressed several questions regarding U.S. policy toward Ukraine, end quote. So here you have a PR firm involved in an official White House foreign policy call. How could that happen? Good question, but it worked. Days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and did exactly what his son wanted. The vice president gave a speech slamming the very Ukrainian law enforcement official who was tormenting Burisma, the exact guy. If the Ukrainian government doesn't fire its top prosecutor, a man called Viktor Shokin, Biden explained, the administration withhold $1 billion in American aid. Now, Ukraine is a poor country, so they had no choice but to obey. Biden's bullying worked. He bragged about it later.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they had. They were walking out to press conference. And I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion."
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance, 17 days from the election. Woo!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, look, I had some guests today. I cleared the decks. I appreciate the guests understanding that. Enrique of the Proud Boys is still popping in because that's pertinent and happening now in election-based. But I really want to take your calls, and I want to air part of this international press conference of top scientists and doctors getting into the fact that no one died in Ireland of COVID-19. 77 died in Australia of COVID-19 until they brought in the comorbidities. This is powerful information. I'm going to air that in the last two segments. Hours of it from the press conference we're going to load up to ban.video because they're taking this video down all over the place. But believe me, it's powerful. And we've got big tech announcing that you will not be allowed to criticize the vaccine or even say you don't want it. In an official letter put out by Google, and Google says they met with Facebook and others. That's the rule. You don't say you're even allowed to refuse because Big Pharma says it's for your best interest to take it. And so criticizing it could be harmful. Yes, let's cut all the little boys' genitals off. Let's do all of that. That's what Biden said last night. Oh, he'll legalize 8-year-olds being able to make the decision when they're convinced by their psychotic government minders and crazy parents to have their testicles cut off. Later, after we take some calls, I'm going to get into Biden on forced inoculation. Biden on saying Trump sent jobs overseas. That's right. That's upside down world. Biden won't defund the police, even though he says he will and supports it. Biden, I may pack the court. He now has reversed himself and admits he will. And now he won't ban fracking, even though he said, I guarantee you, I won't just ban fracking. I will end. I will abolish. I will ban fossil fuels. So, I mean, this is like a king flip-flopper. No one's ever done more than him. He goes on to say Trump's peace deals and troop withdrawals barely deserve credit. I guess starting all those wars gets you a peace prize. And the transgender thing about let 8-year-olds be convinced to do whatever they want. Hell, now they're letting 8-year-olds in Europe decide they want to commit suicide. Why not? Everything's so sick with these people. Steve, Jeff, Johnny, Enzo, Greg, George, Dustin, Reggie, Deshawn, Duncan, Scott, we're going to all your calls. Deshawn in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, look, this is the point, bro. We're in a civil war, period. And what you're seeing on display is they brung the blacks from the Democrat side out. That's the ones out there riding. The real blacks with the Republicans, we kick kicking back waiting for y'all to make the move to arrest these people. And what it is the police is with these people. They are with these corrupt governors, and they are with the mayors, too, and they causing us to be scared, and they harassing us.
No, that's actually, I know a lot of current high-level police and others, and they say that about at least 70% of the cops are actually with the deep state.
Right, and then the point is, when the shutdown came and we started rising at the capitals, the police start going against us. They start lining up, start pushing us off the Capitol buildings. But then when the riots came, they just act like they didn't know what to do.
That's right. Any conservatives or any nationalist stuff gets attacked, black or white, but anything that's pro-communist gets protected.
Right, and the thing is, Alex, like I say, Trump has to sign his will and be ready to go to war, period. And he has to, y'all have to arrest your own race. This is what it is. It's a lot of bad white people out here doing bad, and they won't be arrested because they feel their race won't arrest them. Y'all have to put the cuffs on them.
Well, you're absolutely right that the Democrat, and they're mainly white people, and they are involved with the Klan, are literally above the law. I mean, why would Biden brag that he did this payoff for $1 billion? I mean, why does he do that?
Because they feel like they had the country on lock already. They feel they got, if they feel they can put the mask on all of us, they think they got us in check already. And what's scary is, I know a lot of people scared with the mask on, but this is about the same people that's going to revolt when they really know what's going on. So they might think it's cool to be putting these masks on the people, but once they wake up in real life, this how many people with the mask on, this going to be how many people going to revolt against them. That's the scary part about this thing. They asking for it. And like I said, they out in the open. Nobody arresting Newsom. Nobody arresting Cuomo. They killing people and nobody even cares.
Brother, I care. I'm physically sick, and I try to pray to God to not get upset and not be a jerk to the crew, because I am physically sick. I punched a couple holes in the wall this morning. I mean, I'm pissed. I hear you, man. I know what you're talking about.
I'm black, and you as white as me. And like I said, we connected together, bro. I don't know how we connected. I don't even know how we on the same vibe, but I've been thinking about the same things before I even met you. And it's like we connected somewhere. All the people, most.
Well, that's because we're connected to God, brother. Right. That's what's happening.
Right.
We're dialed into the same spirit, and that's how you'll be thinking the same thing I'm thinking at 10 o'clock tonight, brother. And exactly. I absolutely hear what you're saying. You're absolutely right, and I love you, and I appreciate you. It makes me so sick. It's like Trump yesterday, and the crew's doing great. They're overwhelmed. I should have told them yesterday to save it. But Trump was giving a live speech, and they said, hey, you want to go to Trump? And I said, yeah, go to it. And he goes, I can't believe how evil the system is. He goes, it's much worse than I thought. And he said, I can't believe people put up with this. I mean, we're literally in league with communist China that's killed 5 times what Hitler did. They admit. And then you wonder if big tech's good when they're in bed with them. No, they're bad. And, you know, beyond it being a white thing, it's a good old boy thing. Let me tell you about these lawyers and these rich people. They get in these groups. They don't care if you're black or you're Indian or you're white. It's all about they're in the club and you ain't in it. And they want to shut other people out of success, and that's why they're jerks. Because a really successful person wants to build everybody up. Not these people, man. They like holding people down. They like making people poor. It makes them feel good about themselves. And we just have to direct our rage in a good way and change this together. We're going to do it. All right, who's been holding the next longest here? I guess that'd be Steve in Florida. Steve, go ahead. Thanks.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I wanted to lead into what I'm going to say by jogging your memory. I was made aware of you by Tex Mars way back in 1999, so I've been listening to you for 21 years. When he did that documentary on Night Stalkers over America, and he interviewed you, so that's how I got aware of you. And I want to say you and I have been cut from the same cloth, because the thing is that when I listen to you and everything, the way you express yourself, it's like I'm listening to and watching myself. Because, you know, here's the thing. I don't have to defend Alex Jones. You're a big boy. You can take care of yourself. But I want to defend what you stand for, and that is truth. And I've told people, you know, that don't understand and think you're extreme and you're crazy and all this stuff. When Hillary Clinton names Alex Jones by name during her campaign as an enemy, that tells me that Alex Jones is hitting the target, because she is the most evil woman in the history of this country. Now, that being said, here's what I want to say. I called Owen's war room yesterday. I am really frustrated with this whole situation. This coronavirus is the biggest psyop in the history of the world.
It is.
And Alex, America has been prepped for this for about a century, not coincidentally, about the same length of time since the Bolsheviks set their sights on America when they conquered Russia and then the Far East.
Yeah, they've been teaching us to be afraid of microbes and our own shadow and make us a bunch of wimps. That's been their plan.
Right. And so here's the thing. I'm looking at all these people in America, and yeah, there's a lot of people awake and aware politically who are supporting Trump, but I'm seeing a lot of people who aren't drug users. They're not, you know, the in the hood BLM types and all that. They're just average working American, but they're going along with this coronavirus scamdemic. They're out there wearing their masks. I mean, I was at a four race event this weekend in Lakeland, Florida, and it was outdoors in this park. And all these people were out there wearing their masks. And then a friend of mine whose house I stayed at in the afternoon between races, his wife comes out and says, oh, make sure you got your mask on before you come in.
I know, because it's a virtue signaling. It's how they're good. And
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had let go in so much space.
Nick Ajario, the head of the Proud Boys, going to be popping in, but I'll continue to call into the third hour and part of this big press conference that's at Infowars.com with a bunch of top scientists and doctors exposing the fact that COVID-19 and the way they've rolled it out is a giant power grab hoax. So the good news is the world is awakening very, very quickly. Briefly, I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Please do not forget we are listener supported, and I'm very thankful for all of your financial support. We sell products. That's how we fund this operation. We only have today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and we've got to end the InfoWars total blowout, triple Patriot points, up to 60% off, free shipping. BrainForce Plus, final run, if we're coming out with a new formula of it, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, free shipping. That's an incredible deal. CabaChill, 50% off, free shipping. Supermel Vitality, 50% off free shipping. Check that out. Experience it. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off free shipping. That's for ingestion. Extendowise, final run, even though it's been a bestseller. Can't get it anymore. 60% off free shipping. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off free shipping. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 50% off free shipping. All T-shirts, $17.76 free shipping. All SRL products. I worked with a local lab to come up with these. It's a separate outside group. Never really promoted them like I should. They're top of the line. 60% off free shipping. New Nation Iodine Spray for countertops and hard surfaces. 50% off free shipping. Very, very strong. Very, very serious. Want to thank you all for your ongoing support. Just think about us. Think about how you're the folks keeping us on air. And please take action. Okay, let's jam at least three calls in this segment. Let's go to George in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm just wanting to call and ask a question. These Hunter Biden emails that just came out, don't you think if Hunter Biden's last name was Trump, that he would already be in jail?
Well, I think you just answered your own question. They did the whole impeachment because they knew Trump had opposition research on this, and they knew damn well that they had his emails. And reportedly, yes, this is from good sources, not just 8chan's leadership, who are some good people, but my other sources tell me that there is child sex trafficking, and folks, I don't say this lightly. And of course, you've seen in the news that they talk about sex trafficking of Ukrainian women as young as 16.
Yes, also,
folks, we're talking about children, brother. So absolutely, if Trump was anywhere near this, he'd be in prison right now, but because it's Hunter Biden, he's above the law.
So, seeing as you're talking about the sex trafficking, I seen an article last night, One American News, that a couple of their reporters looked at the hard drive that Rudy Giuliani has, and they're saying that they've seen sexual pictures of Hunter Biden.
Yes, and that's confirmed. It's confirmed that it's him having sex with prostitutes, but those are full-grown women and crack pipes. I've seen all that. That stuff's come out. There's stuff much worse. But the thing is, it's not just that they like to have sex with kids. It's big money in it. And so, and Ukraine is a crossroads of all of that to fly these kidnapped kids out. And so Hunter Biden, it's going to come out, folks. Hunter Biden and his dad are child molesters. Just get ready.
And what do you think about the Senate? Do you think they need to take the 230 protections away from social media? Because I think they do.
Beyond 230, it's organized crime racketeering going on.
Yes, sir.
They are colluding together to election meddle. God bless you. I appreciate your call, George. And by the way, folks, I can back up everything I've said, and I have said it before, but I don't just say that to sound dramatic. That's who these people are, okay? Joe Biden says he wants 8-year-olds under federal law to make the choice to have their testicles chopped off. That's not having sex with a little boy, which is bad enough. That's chopping their balls off. They want to mutilate children. It's a ritual to them. These people are sick. They want to play God. Enzo in Michigan, thanks for holding, Enzo.
Alex, love the show. I've been a supporter. I got. Would you rather have me product plug first or bring up my talking point?
Whatever you want. You're in command now.
All right. I got a lot of your products. They're amazing. The one that I was most surprised with was the charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. It's excellent. And I just want the listeners to know, obviously, I'm not, like, this is my first time calling in, and I use a bunch of the products. I got the air filter, the water filter. You wouldn't believe the difference in taste. I mean, I'm sure you know, but a lot of people who don't have it. So buy the products. They're amazing, guys. And I'm not, you know, I've been in the fitness industry. I am into this sort of thing. So I'm not just blowing smoke up here, you know what. My talking points, basically, I'm really concerned. The town hall was obviously ridiculous. You would think white supremacy is the biggest problem in the world right now. Like, there's all these cells of normal people who go to their jobs every day. Then they come home and they put their hoods on. It's ridiculous.
That lady, that Savannah lady, just over and over, white supremacist, whites. I mean, I was watching it last night when Yana Lorraine was covering it, and it was like a cartoon of biasness. It was over the top. Like, she was like a piranha just attacking.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking four years from now, whether or not Trump wins on November 3rd or 4 years from now, we're going to be in trouble, especially, you know, they're not just going to give up. But the last two things I wanted to really quickly talk about, I know a bunch of police officers. I train submission grappling and MMA. And a lot of these guys, they're coming in to classes. They know literally nothing about hand-to-hand combat. And I talk to a lot of them, and I think it's funny because, you know, their bosses are telling them they basically need to be social workers now, MMA fighters, legal experts, firearm experts. It's ridiculous. And anyone who knows anything about combat sports can tell you it is extremely difficult to hold down a grown man or to be able to, you know, have to fight someone like that when you have all that equipment.
Well, I mean, if somebody's pissed and wants to fight you, you're in for a fight until you really hurt them bad.
Exactly. And these cops are not prepared for this. So all these people on the left and, you know, Joe Biden, oh, you just shoot them in the leg. They don't know what they're talking about. So that's the last point. Love your show, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Absolutely. You know, the psychologists have been in control of the U.S. for almost 100 years, and they've screwed it up. But they themselves statistically commit more suicide or more mentally ill than anybody. And so that's why we're in this position, is that we're run by a bunch of crazy, mad scientists. And, yeah, I mean, there's Joe Biden with a grand cyclops of the KKK, whatever the hell that means, Robert Byrd. And the point is that if Trump was at eulogizing KKK leaders, he'd be in big trouble. He has nothing to do with the KKK. And they just keep asking him for the millionth time, do you disavow the KKK? And it's just the same crap they do over and over again. It's like I went downtown this weekend, and I'm bullhorning out of the back of the armored vehicle because the left will attack you. They're throwing water bottles at us, everything. Down to South Congress, a few things got thrown. And, you know, they're saying, F you racist. And I'm literally, it's all a bunch of white people mainly. I'm driving about 5 miles an hour saying, the UN admits that the lockdown has caused 2 million Africans to starve to death and at least 500,000 Latin Americans and Asians. And the collapse will hurt us here. It's time to end it. It shouldn't end. And they're like, shut you effing racist. I mean, it's all they've got is tribalism. And they know it's not even true. It's like a power word to them. Because when they say it to us, we go, oh, no, it's not true. I'm not part of it. It's disgusting. All right. We got the head of the Proud Boys coming up. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars total blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Until the real war starts. Enrique Tarrio got involved with the Proud Boys just a few years ago to defend their free speech. He wasn't even a member of it. But a well-spoken guy of courage ended up being propelled to the leadership of it. What a good, wholesome organization that supports every American's right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that is open to black, white, Hispanic, old, young, gay, straight. That's what scared the establishment, is men saying we're proud to be men and we're proud of America. So I wanted to get him on because I see national news stories and he's doing these interviews with an InfoWars sticker on his computer. They're like, oh, he's with the devil and all the rest of it. And all the censorship of the president and the president saying, you know, stand down, which obviously we agree. Let's not go out and have fights. The Proud Boys have always not started fights. But I guess the president's saying, don't go out when Antifa's burning things. Don't give them the fight they're looking for. So I wanted to get him on. I saw that he did a great interview last week with Owen Schroyer. I was in my office watching it. So, Enrique, we salute the great work you're doing. You're in rare company where you know you're doing the right thing. You're being demonized. You're being lied about, but you're telling the truth. And I think overall you're winning. Proud Boys, I know, is exploding. So thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me on. And as you said, I'm a big supporter of the show. My laptop is actually right on me, and I got all my InfoWars stuff right here. Always listen to your show. Always look to you for inspiration. But, yes, we have been propelled. The Proud Boys have always stood back and have always stood by. We've always stood by the president since day one, and we're not going to stop doing that, Alex. I think you know that by now.
Well, I even told Trump once, I said, listen, they're trying to drive a wedge between us. If you ever need to say something I said is wrong, go ahead and do it. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. He goes, I know how they operate. He goes, you know how they operate. We understand. We're on the same team. He just said, continue, fight as hard as you can. But, you know, obviously they try to drive a wedge when Trump wasn't. But once Trump got informed about Proud Boys, he's obviously supportive. But regardless of that, your view on the climate, what the left's saying, how they're claiming they're going to contest the election, how they're going to launch violence, and then the FBI says the real threat is white supremacist. I mean, if there were white supremacists out killing people, I would be decrying it. I don't see that happening. I see a bunch of leftists killing people, including members of the Patriot Prayer Group.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then to touch back on that white supremacist thing, the first interview that I did after the debate, after our mention in the debate, I said these words and I kind of caught myself and I said that there's many other white supremacist groups that Biden could have used to demonize the right. And then when I really thought about it, I couldn't think about white supremacist groups that are a threat. You know, most of those people with those views, they don't leave their mom's basement. So I think there was a critical error on Biden's part by using the Proud Boys as a white supremacist group or a militia, which we're not. We're just a regular group of guys that love America. And we've always, there's no name more synonymous in America with standing against these Antifa terrorists or these BLM terrorists than Proud Boys. And that's why he said the name. And again, on your show, I'd love to thank Joe Biden for raising awareness on who we actually are. We don't care what race you are. We don't care what religion you are. We don't care what your cultural background is. If you love America, and the crazy part is that I got to say that you were born a man in 2020, and you're born a man, you're free to become a Proud Boy. It isn't a political statement.
And by the way, men are allowed our reservations. The globalists want to get rid of women having their area, us having ours. People want to cross over, that's fine. But men, we're men. We're allowed to celebrate it. We're allowed to share it. It's kinship. It's who we are. And if you look at how they want to use a prison model of Hispanics, blacks, and whites, and Asians, all divided, all against each other, that's the race model of the Democrats. But imagine in a prison where you're proud to be men, no one's in a gang anymore. Well, imagine America as that. That really threatens men coming together and being proud to be men.
Yeah, and I agree. And the video that you have that you're showing right now is these Antifa terrorists came to Gavin McGinnis's comedy show at the New York Metropolitan Republican Club, and the group of gentlemen that you're seeing right now are Proud Boys, and they're throwing, that's a glass bottle of urine that's being thrown, and our guys reacted with lightning speed. They were followed to their cars after the event. NYPD decided not to arrest anybody because it was a scuffle. There's probably, as we're talking, there's probably a scuffle in New York right now, but my guys, for defending themselves, they're getting
I wasn't sure if that was my audio or that was your audio, Enrique. Your audio just cut out for just a second. Because I use a wireless headset as well, so sometimes it cuts out. People always ask if I'm getting orders and messages, and no, the answer is no. But I do have a wireless headset, and so sometimes when things cut out, I'm like, is that me cutting out or is that them cutting out? Because Sometimes they're like AWACS, seriously, fly over, and there's like, you know, scrambling helicopters or something. You're like, you'll hear all this weird audio, and then it goes back. You got cut off mid-sentence about what happened to these guys who were stalked. They shut down a venue. You got another venue. Gavin McGinnis spoke. And then these guys fall into their car, attack them, get their ass kicked. And then later, the Democrats come back under de Blasio, charge them, and put them in prison.
Yes. And they're doing 4 years in prison. So even let's say I have a bias, and let's say I'm completely wrong, and the Proud Boys attacked Antifa, which isn't the truth. But let's say I have never seen for a scuffle people get 4 years in prison for doing this. It's unprecedented.
Maybe you get probation. I mean, that's
about it. But they got 4 years in prison. It was right before the midterm election. They needed a boogeyman. Jobs, not mobs, was trending. I don't know if you remember that saying. But they used us as political cannon fodder, like Joe Biden is trying to do in the 2020 election, because he is desperate. He is desperate. He knows that there's nobody that's going out to vote for Joe Biden. There's people that are voting against Trump, and that is not enough.
Well, that was my next question for you while your Skype's breaking up again, is why do you think we have videos of these Biden events nationwide, almost no one shows up. Sometimes 0% of people show up at these events. So how is Biden claiming he's going to have a landslide, just like Hillary 4 years ago claimed she had this 97% chance of winning? I didn't see that. What do you think is going to happen on Election Day, Enrique? Well, Skype is an incredible technology, but sometimes it doesn't work, especially since Facebook, or was it Microsoft, bought it. And since then, it has not been very, very reliable. We're going to go to break, come back, get his view on where that's going, and then in the next hour, we're going to go to Lauren, Jeff, Johnny, Philly, Phil, Greg, Dustin, Duncan, Scott, and many many others. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Now, listen, we've got a new product that we are launching that I'm really, really proud of, and this product's been in for about a month, and my dad's been selling on his website, drjonesatnaturals.com, because we've diversified here to try to get around deplatforming and, stay on air and all the rest of it. So I asked my dad a few years ago, I said, Dad, can you help? Can you go start a shopping cart? Can you come up with your own line of products? Can you become my sponsor? Well, he partnered with my brother-in-law, who has a degree from A&M, actually in nutraceuticals and supplements and FDA, and he's a chemist. He's actually got a couple degrees. And so they came out with the strongest products you can imagine at drjonesnaturals.com. But they're all sold at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And so we have the 500-milligram Kava Chill proprietary blend, and 250 milligram, depending on how much you weigh or how chill you want to get. This is not placebo. This is not, this is the real deal. And they have the ultimate Kava pack, both of them together, 60% off with the big bottle extra strength and the regular strength of Kava Chill. You weigh 200 pounds, folks, you need the regular Kava Chill. You're a little bit bigger than 200 pounds, maybe the big one, but it's amazing. And free shipping, triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Kava Chill. You want to have a great, relaxed, focused evening? It's amazing. It's next level. Kava Chill, 500 and 250 milligrams at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Enrique Tarrio's back with us for another segment. Then write your calls in the third hour. Everybody be patient. I want to talk to Lauren, Duncan, Scott, everybody that's holding. I'll tell you his website, though, because they get banned on Twitter, Facebook. They're even more banned than InfoWars. The system is so scared of men coming together and promoting Americana and unifying the races. That's what they do. That's actually their goal around America, that they try to bankrupt them. And that's why when you fund InfoWars or you fund our guests, you're funding the second American Revolution. This is so real. They got some awesome shirts, Stealth Commie Killer, you name it. And that is 1776.shop. Amazing products there that Enrique has that, again, help fund everything they're doing. So be sure and check it out today. Okay, Enrique, in closing, in the 10 minutes we have, I could ask 1,000 questions, but I've got this one and you've got the floor before your Skype cuts out. Who knows what's going on? Not our fault, not your fault. It just happens. It's like Star Trek. We communicate with each other over TV. You know, who knows what even work? Big victories, Burisma, Hunter Biden, rigged debates, people see through it, real grassroots numbers show, Trump landslide, they're going to challenge it. So much other good stuff's happening. So we should be positive at the same time, but what do you think about the current climate and what else is on your radar screen? What do you want to impart to folks?
I think the Proud Boys, I get to ask this question often, like, oh, what's the new direction for the Proud Boys? And the truth is, we have no new direction. We're going to use the same formula that we've always used. If we see something, we'll do something about it. Other than that, the guys are going to stay at the bar, raising their kids, raising their families, and just hanging out. But as far as this current climate, we're seeing things heat up into this election. We're seeing them claw at everything that they could, from calling us white supremacists to defending Hunter Biden, to where now we're seeing tech censorship with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram dropping anything that has to do with this New York Post story, a newspaper that's been around since 1813, and they're silencing anybody that has something to do. This is a real story. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't fake news. This is a real story. This is voter suppression. This is Jack Dorsey trying to manipulate the election. They said the 2016 election was manipulated by the Russians with $25,000 in Facebook ads. Well, if Facebook was such a powerful tool to manipulate elections, then all three, both of them, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, have the power to sway an election, and we're seeing it in real time, and it is scary in America. I know libertarians say, oh, well, find your own platform. No, what we need to do is we need to stand tall. These social media giants need to be regulated. They need to be regulated the right way. And because it's the future. The future is digital. Everything that's campaign fundraising, I ran for Congress. You had me on when I was running for Congress. And the reason why I dropped out of the race, Alex, is they stopped me from raising money. I couldn't raise money. I couldn't use the 18 credit card processors in the United States that process for political candidates. All of them dropped me. And it's not because of anything else but who I am and what I do and what my guys do. And my guys are not going to ever apologize, and I'm not going to apologize for anything that we do. So we're currently building our own systems. Our website is self-ran on our servers, our connections, our credit card processors, our security. So
now, what's the best site for the Proud Boys? Because people are going back to sites now. They get it. Like, oh, we better go to InfoWars. We better go to NewsWars. We better go to Bandai Video. What's the official Proud Boys website?
So in order, whether you want to get some information on Proud Boys, our events, and our membership, or if you just want to join, you can go to ProudBoysUSA.com, and that'll show you like news on where we're going to be next and how to join. And as you can see, we have Max and John right there, front page, which they're very important to us. They got 4 years in prison, Alex, and it breaks my heart that like this family's been separated by a tyrannical governor for a re-election bid.
And they call him a white supremacist, his wife's black. I mean, that's how sick these people are.
Yeah, and they call me white supremacist, and it's crazy. Obviously, your viewers can see I'm extremely brown, and they don't care. They'll print white supremacist on the headline and just put my picture on it. They don't care. They'll start with social media. Then they'll go with your financials, right? Credit card processor, banking. They close my bank account.
Oh, that's happened to all of us. People need to understand, this is organized crime. So they talk about Section 230. It's beyond Section 230. It's all this big tech that works with foreign dictators, literally trying to punish and suppress any American that stands up. This is a takeover, and Congress sits there like a bunch of idiots putting up with it. Now they've got emergency hearings coming up because they blocked the House Judiciary Committee. Yeah, exactly, idiots. You need to wake up, man. These people are out of control.
They haven't done anything. You know, they keep crying, these conservatives, and I'm calling out both sides right now.
I agree.
These Republicans in Congress have said, oh, well, we're going to do something about tech censorship, and there was a sign-up sheet somewhere, and we haven't seen anything. We haven't seen anything. We got Laura Loomer that's running in the 21st Congressional District. She has absolutely no social media. She's doing great. If she had social media, there would be no doubt in my mind that Laura Loomer, it would be Congresswoman Laura Loomer, or it would be Congressman Tario. 100%
she'd be winning. I mean, she's already may win now, but I agree. It's such suppression. Like you said, $25,000 for the Russians, supposedly won. Total made-up crap. They're spending billions to flood everything. No one's buying it. They're panicking. That's the good news, is despite everything they're doing, like last night, that woman so over the top attacked Trump, it made all these women that were actually liberals support Trump. It was so ridiculous.
It doesn't stop. And it doesn't stop with the president. The president, the Democrats want to kill us. And the only thing that's stopping us, stomping them, is the president and people like us, this little dream team that we have, InfoWars, Laura, Milo, people that have been silenced, people that have been outspoken supporters of this president. And if the president or us weren't in the way.
By the way, we're not just saying that. The enemy has algorithms. Anyone they're suppressing is someone winning. So when you see something suppressed, listeners, I don't even get this, that's who you support.
Yes, amen, amen. And Alex, we're, like I said before in the beginning of the show, we're going to keep fighting. We're not going to change the formula. There's a reason why we became the number one talking point in the first presidential debate of 2020, even bigger, bigger issue than COVID, even bigger issue than global warming. It's because they desperately need the boogeyman. They need to point fingers because their side has been burning down cities. The Democratic Party has been burning down cities and murdering people on the streets for the past 4.5 years, and we're tired of it. We're tired of it, and we're not going to take it.
And let's expand. And the one thing they fear is men. Nothing against women, but it's men that win wars. And men have been on the sidelines. It's pathetic. But a bunch of men coming together saying, we love America, we're proud to be American, that scares the hell out of them.
It does. It does. It's crazy that it takes that to scare them. It's not. I've used Twitter since 2006. I've never been banned for anything that I've said. But the moment that I became a Proud Boy, that's when my Twitter, all my accounts were canceled.
Yeah, because they're scared of men organizing to stand up for themselves. They're scared. They better be.
At this point, Alex, I'm going for high score. The more things that they ban me off, the more I learn. Every time they ban me on something, we build a new platform. We're working on a new credit card processor platform that's going to be offering.
That's the thing. We need our own banks, our own everything, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Yep.
Exactly. And they want to shun us and discriminate against us and shut us down. We just get stronger. That's the one of the big things that Malcolm X talked about, but also Louis Farrakhan, who I've interviewed. I disagree with some things, but he's totally right. If black folks want to be in power, have your own banks, your own restaurants, your own culture. I'm not saying segregate totally, but I agree. Like, corporate systems out to get you, make your own thing. Don't give it your money. Don't give it your energy. Well, with us, too. We're Americans. These whole globalist institutions, you don't want me to do business with you? How about I don't do business with you either?
Yeah. And InfoWars, if there's anybody, you were the first that they came for. You are the most dangerous person to them because you speak truth to power, Alex. And I commend you. It's amazing everything that you've done, even being banned off all these platforms, that you still have a voice. You still haven't changed. You've been the same person always. And you inspire
us. Okay, that's been you. Do five more minutes, and we'll finish the next hour. We're going to go to the calls and end this hour, start the next hour. But I want your advice to Trump, because Trump definitely gets messages from this show, especially from you, the Proud Boys. You're so hot right now. You've always been hot, but you're white hot right now. What do you want to impart to the president and the world with 17 days left? Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way that dog hunts is you spread those links. As you see the total censorship come into play, folks, you now realize now more than ever, it's your word of mouth that is king, and I mean king. We'll be right back. Hour number three. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.